I'm happy with the race, how everything went. So, you know, I had expectations and I matched it. So, you know, I couldn't be happier. So, just, I know this is only the beginning. So, it's a great step forward for me now, and I'll just drive on for next year and beyond.
Well, a great performance is right. You had a personal best, and to do that at the Olympics under pressure and heat on the London roads, that can't be bad.
Yeah, well, I knew I had the training done. I was out in Spain for a month, so the heat didn't really affect me at all. So I just kind of had a plan in my head for the race and stuck to it. And then in the last 10K, I found myself in a bit of a battle for the positions around me, so I just kind of got stuck into competition in the last 10K and grinded out a good result. So it's all gone to plan, so I'm happy.
How demanding was it? How difficult was it? How sore in the system was that 50K yesterday?
You know, the last 10K, you don't know where the limit is, so you have to kind of, you're always guessing at what your body can cope with, you know, 1 or 2K down the line. You know, when it gets to the end of the race. So with 6K left, I was in a group of four and I made a move, and I just kind of, I was praying that, you know, I'd be able to hold it to the end. But then one of the guys came back to me, and then just, I had to stick with him. Then I was suffering in the last 2K, and then just had to, like, the crowd, so much Irish support. So it really lifted me in the last 400 or 500 meters, and I was able to get kind of that last spot, so it got me up to 29. And then today I'm limping around the place, you know, the whole body's got into shutdown, so it's normal for a big effort, you know, you're working close to your maximum for 4 hours, so it's going to hurt, but, you know, that's what you train for, and, you know, there's the season's over now, so you don't really have to recover. You just go home and relax.